Welcome back to the Blessed Business Podcast, where we empower Christian business leaders to launch and grow blessed businesses so together we can advance the kingdom of God. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and check out the online courses and resources at www.theblessedbusiness.com. That's www.theblessedbusiness.com. And if you're looking for ways to increase your income, check out the Income Accelerator course now available at theblessedbusiness.com/income. Now let's dive into today's episode. Greetings. This is your host, Hunter Haley, and it is an honor and a privilege to be back with you today. I am super stoked about the podcast today. I have a topic that I'm excited about, and I feel all inspired. I was actually driving to the studio this morning pretty early, quite a bit earlier than I normally do. The reason for that is I had procrastinated and I needed to do a podcast today. And I usually try to stay a week or two or a couple weeks, month ahead. And I had gotten behind. So here I am the day of recording a podcast this morning. So I was up pretty early this morning and I was driving to the farm where our studio and office is. And I was just driving along and I was just taken back by the beauty of the day. It's a gorgeous morning. The sun is out. There's like a mist kind of over the fields, and I pull into the farm and like the sun is just shining through the trees radiantly. It just like there's hay bales that have recently been baled and stacked off on one side of the field. There's turkeys out there in the field feeding, and just like it's just like a stunning day. But interestingly, the topic I'd been thinking about and praying about talking about today is planting seed in a dusty field. And I thought, what a contrast to this, because I want to talk a little bit about the story of Isaac and how he planted seed in the middle of a difficult season, a famine, which is probably when there was no rain and it was a dusty time. You know, the fields were dusty, but he still planted. I don't want to jump too far ahead, and we're going to talk about that. But contrasting that to the beauty of the day, and everything was moist and radiant and alive, and like it was kind of a relatively cool morning for the middle of the summer, and just like so refreshing. Everything was alive, nothing was dead. And that gave me a lot of hope. And that's really kind of how we're going to end this episode, is it kind of jumping ahead to that part, is that not every day is going to be filled with clouds. Not every day is going to be walking through the middle of the valley. Not every day is going to be a dusty, dry field. There's going to be times of refreshing. There's times when the promises do come to pass. There's going to be times when things do work out and come together, and it just all just comes together, right? And so if you're going through a difficult season, this episode is to encourage you to stay the course, to stay strong, and to continue doing what you know to do. Do what God has set before you, and eventually the clouds will part, the tide will turn, the season will change, and you'll be walking in blessing and favor. And I've went through some very difficult seasons of my life. Just not too long ago, we went through kind of a challenging time, and it's in those times of friction and challenge and difficulty that our faith is tested, really. And that's what we're going to talk about today a little bit, is in this episode, is talking about Isaac. Now, Isaac, just to tell you a little bit about him, he was a promise himself, an answered promise himself. His parents had desired children. God had promised them children. They had tried some incorrect ways to get children, but he was the promised child, and he had saw firsthand Abraham, his father's commitment and faithfulness and dedication. Even though Abraham wasn't perfect, he saw that he consistently loved God and did his best to follow his commandments. And he was a result of that. He was a result of the promise, an answered promise. And you take that, but then Abraham is gone. He's out of the picture. He's died. Isaac's mother's gone. So this is the time when he's going to live this out for himself. And you go to Genesis 26, it's an interesting chapter. The whole chapter is very interesting. But Isaac, a child of promise, having seen Abraham and his blessing, his father, his mother, live for God, do things right, and have some promises come to pass. Now, there was other promises that had yet to come to pass. They were going to inherit the land and have many children. I mean, obviously, the promises of Abraham were very significant. And I believe in Hebrews, it talks about, you know, that he died without seeing the full fulfillment of the promise. But nevertheless, he died in faith. But so he had seen some promises and he had seen God work, but he hadn't seen everything. And a difficult season arose in Isaac's life. In verse 1, it says, "Now there was a famine in the land." This is Genesis chapter 26. "Besides the former famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to Gerar," I think it's how you say it, "to Abimelech, king of the Philistines. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, do not go down to Egypt," which Egypt, a lot of times in the Bible, is a type and shadow of the world. And this was interesting. He said, you're in a place of promise. You're in a place of destiny. And it looks like this is a challenging season that you're about to walk through. There's a famine. But don't use this as an excuse or an opportunity to compromise on your promise. You've been promised this land. Everywhere you step, just like your father Abraham, is going to be yours, your land and your children's land, right? This is going to be yours. But you have to stay the course to see the promise fulfilled. And so the temptation, just taking a little pause, the temptation when we hit obstacles or we have challenging times is to back up and to maybe say, you know what, I'm going to skip prayer time today and I'm going to go work harder because I really need to push my business forward. Or it may look like, you know what, I've got this business deal and it's kind of gone sideways and my moral, ethical values, I really should, you know, give them the money back, or I should really do this, or I should handle it this way, but man, that's going to cost me some of my reputation, or what are they going to think, or that's going to cost me money to do that right, or whatever it is, right? So the temptation when obstacles and challenges come is to sink to the lowest common denominator, to do things in a carnal from a carnal perspective, and that's just natural. It's innate in us to try to go back to our fight or flight instincts, so to speak. And the word of God, though, and specifically God is speaking to Isaac and says, don't do that. You're a child of destiny. You have a promise. And so when challenges come, that doesn't mean you give up on that promise. It doesn't mean that you leave the promised land. It means that it's time to double down and we're going to test your faith. But he goes on to give him a continued promise. He said, dwell in the land which I shall tell you, sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For you and your offspring, I will give all of these lands, and I will establish the oath that I swear unto Abraham your father. I will multiply your offspring as the stars of the heaven, and I will give you your offspring, all these lands. And in your offspring, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. I think of this as the ESV version. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And so this is a challenging and difficult season, but God reaffirmed his promise. Because up to this point, Isaac had kind of inherited the promise from Abraham, but this is where God specifically speaks to him the promise. And so he grabs a hold of this. And now Isaac wasn't perfect either, and he had some challenges. But you read down in verse 12, and it says, and Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold. Now, going back to verse 1, it says, now there was a famine in the land. Now, the reason that there is a famine, the number one reason, especially in biblical times, that there was a famine is because there wasn't enough rain. It was a drought. And this is where the title of the episode, Planting Seed in a Dusty Field, comes from. Because, again, there could be pestilence, there could have been disease, there could have been any number of reasons there was a famine. But regardless, it means ultimately the same thing. He had to plant in faith. But the more likely than not, there was probably a drought. And the fields were dusty. And there was a dry aridness about his landscape. It wasn't lush and green and vibrant like the farm was here this morning, right? It's easy to believe for a harvest when you step out into the field and you pick up the soil and it's got the proper amount of moisture and the sun is shining and you know, everything is alive and green around you. It's like, okay, it's springtime. It's time to plant, you know? It's one thing to plant and expect a harvest in that season, but that doesn't really test our faith, does it? Because that's just the you know, planting and seed and harvest and all that is just a cycle of nature. But what becomes challenging is when Isaac started looking at this desert, basically, and not everything over there in that time was all desert, but basically it felt like a desert, a desperate season of life. And I can just imagine him, if you could, with me, kind of take some poetic liberty here to kind of think through the story of Isaac. But I can imagine him stepping out into the field early in the morning, and instead of a beautiful morning, he's looking at kind of a dismal prospect, and he sticks his hand down in the dirt. This is the land that God has promised. This is the soil that God has promised is going to be fertile. This is a land that has been promised to be his destiny. But right now, when he picks it up and he kind of rolls it through his fingers, as farmers do, it just kind of is all dust and dissipates, and it leaves his hand feeling dry. And in that moment, he has a choice. He's like, okay, God said not to go to Egypt. He said not to do it my own way. Because in Egypt, there's a river. There's ways, there's irrigation canals. There's opportunity to like make it happen yourself, if that makes sense. But here in the Promised Land, we don't rely on canals and rivers and irrigation channels. Here we rely on God to send the rain. And boy, that's a big type and shadow of what it's like to live in the blessing and favor of God. And this is the Blessed Business Podcast. We want to live in the blessing and the favor of God. And sometimes that means that we accept the reality that while some people, aka Egypt, do things their own way and irrigate their own crops, we rely on the rain. We rely on God to send the seasons and the rain season and the harvest season and those different things. And so when we rely on that. And when you're looking at your life or your situation or your business or your career or your finances, and it's like that dry, dusty soil, it comes to a point where you have to decide what you're going to do. Because I don't read, now maybe God said this, but I don't read where he said, okay, you go plant seed and I'm going to give you a harvest in spite of the dusty landscape, in spite of it being a famine, in spite of there being no rain. He just said, stay here, sojourn here, basically put down roots, but he didn't necessarily say go plant. So it's interesting that Isaac interpreted, okay, if I'm going to stay here, if this is the promised land, if this is what God has destined for me, if this is the place I'm going to live, in order to live, I've got to plant seed. And so I can imagine him rolling that dusty soil over in his hand, and his servants are kind of, you know, hauling the bags of seed out, kind of looking at him like, are you sure about this? This is not normally when people plant. Everyone else around us is holding back their seed because if they plant their seed right now, it's not going to do well. But he looks at them, and I can just imagine the looks that they were giving him, like, you ready to do this? And he like looks up, I can imagine, and he kind of gives them the nod like, yes, go ahead. And there's maybe a little lump in his throat, like, man, I hope this works out okay. And you may be in a season right now where you're at that point of decision where everything around you looks destitute and desperate and dry. That may be spiritually, it may be financially, it may be in a career, it may be in your business, you may be facing all sorts of challenges. But if you are a child of God and you have a promise and you're living according to his principles, if you're living according to his promises, there's that element of faith that rises up in you that says, okay, this is a little bit challenging. And God didn't necessarily tell me exactly what to do. He just says, stay right here and you're gonna be blessed. So in order to be blessed, I got to put seed in the ground. And so I'm going to do it. And so they plant the seed, and it says, and that year, that same year, it said, he got a 100-fold increase. That's 100 times. That's a bountiful harvest. And what's interesting is not only that it was a 100-fold harvest. That's amazing in and of itself. But consider the time. Consider what everyone else was doing. If he had gotten like a meager harvest, then I'd been like, okay, all right, maybe there was enough moisture in the ground. We didn't plant and we just kind of saved our seed till next year. But like, you know, he didn't get like a great harvest. At least he got something, but like, it's not that. No, God went over and above that to make an absolute difference between him and those in the land that he was sojourning with, because he got a hundredfold increase, a bountiful harvest in a difficult season. And sometimes you just have to plant the seed. Sometimes that means you double down on your business, or sometimes you kind of pivot your business, or sometimes your career, you have to say, you know what, God, I'm putting it in your hands. You're going to lead and guide me. Do I need to take this new job opportunity? Do I need to do this? Or, hey, look, it's gotten really tight and I know I'm supposed to be here and I'm called to this city or I'm called to this place, but this other opportunity is coming up and I don't want to go there because, you know, there's not a good church in that city or something like that. You know, there's when the spiritual and the natural have conflicting opportunities and you're going through a tough season, you have to make some difficult choices. But if you choose the promise, if you choose to walk by faith and not by sight, I've never been disappointed. I've never been shortchanged doing things the right way. There's been times in our life when the finances got tight and there was an opportunity to give at church, or a missionary came through and we wanted to take up a special offering or something like that. And I'm looking around saying, we don't have a whole lot of extra right now. It's a little bit of a dry season. But you know what? We're going to dig deep. We've got a little bit of seed put back that we were waiting for a good time to put into ground. I'm going to go ahead and pull some of that now and put it, plant that in a dusty field or in a dry season. I'm going to plant that seed. And you know what? I've never, never been disappointed. I've never regretted that. And so anyway, just wanted to challenge you with that thought this morning. But, you know, I was reading through the story and I've seen that part of it many times, but there was something else that stood out to me today, because it's one thing to plant seed and to believe for rain, and that is part of it. But there is another element that I didn't really notice that stood out to me, is that obviously for the crops and everything, obviously he needed the rain from God to be able to do it. But he also needed to sustain himself. And so if you read though, it says that, you know, verse 14, he had possessions and flocks and herds and many servants, and the Philistines envied him. So he was blessed to the point that he was the envy of others. It says in verse 15, now the Philistines had stopped and filled with earth all the wells that his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham, his father. And they basically told him, go away from us. You're much mightier than we are. So basically, not only was it a dry season, but the environment around him was challenging, but the people were also actively trying to stop up his wells. Well, if you're already in the middle of a famine and you're relying on rain for the harvest, but you've got servants and flocks and children, and you know they have children, and like there's little ones and there's baby lambs and like all these things. There's all these individuals and animals that need water. And generally, you're going to get that from a well. But the enemy is trying to run you out and dry you out, basically. And it's like that. The Bible says the enemy comes in like a flood. Well, in this case, it's like the opposite of that. It's like trying to add insult to injury. Not only are you in the middle of a famine and we're kind of making fun of you for planting seed right now, but we're also going to stop up your wells. And you know what? That's just how it works sometimes. It's like, okay, I gave in that offering, or I doubled down on my business, or I did whatever it is, right? I stayed where I was supposed to stay, even though it was challenging. And then something worse happens. Like, oh man, they stopped at my well. But you know what was interesting is that did not discourage Isaac to the point of giving up. I'm sure it was discouraging, but he didn't give up. It says he departed from there and he camped in the valley of, I believe it says Gerar, I think is how you say it, and settled there. This is still in the promised land. And Isaac dug again the wells of water that had been dug in the days of Abraham, his father, which the Philistines had stopped up. So this is interesting. And it says, and he gave them the names his father had given them. And it says, and when the Isaac's servants had dug in the valley, they found a spring of water, but then the herdsmen came and they said, this water's ours. So even when he found new water or redug some of the wells, they kept coming and challenging him. You know, and that's what the enemy's going to do. And you know what, for me, the well that really feeds my soul is my relationship with God, the Spirit of God living inside of me. And when you're going through a challenging season financially, which in a famine, that's a financial challenge because that's your provision. That's your harvest. I mean, that's how you sell and make money. You know, you sell your crops and make money. You feed your herds, which multiply, which, you know, you can sell for money or feed your family, whatever. That basically was his provision was under attack. His finances were under attack from the environment, right? He was going through a difficult season, a difficult economic environment. But it's almost like they were attacking him almost on a spiritual level, if that makes sense. The refreshing of his soul, he could not get his thirst quenched. You know, he was parched, and they kept stopping up his wells. They kept contending for his wells. But he continued on. And even though they did that and they contended with him, it says in verse 21, then they dug another well and they quarreled over that also. And so, and they continued on. He went to another place and dug another well and they did not quarrel over that one. So the enemy finally gave up quarreling. So he called that, he named that one. And then he said, for now the Lord has made room for us and we shall be fruitful in the land. So he didn't give up. The first time, the second time, the third time, the fourth time. I mean, this is a man of faith. And I always thought, you know, planting seed, you know, in a dusty field. I mean, I've thought about that many times. But in the middle of a financial difficulty, he was fighting a spiritual battle of sorts. This is a type and shadow of a spiritual battle, I feel like. And a lot of times our finances and our spiritual life, our natural and our spiritual life, They're connected. And the enemy doesn't just try to attack one. He tries to attack both. Or if life and circumstance happens to everyone, right? The Bible says, time and chance happens. You know, it rains on the just and the unjust. So a drought wasn't necessarily punishment from God. There's seasons that are dry. There's the economy will come in waves. There's times when it's a bull market and there's times when it's a bear market, right? There's times of expansion and there's times of contraction, you know, so there's ebb and flow and just the nature of life and what it is. But in the middle of that, if you're not intentional, the enemy will stop up your well. And that's why it's important to pray daily, to read your Bible daily, to listen to podcasts like this, to connect with other believers and other business owners and to others, and to keep that well of living water flowing in your life. Because if you don't do that, it's going to be really hard to wait for the promise of the harvest if you can't quench your thirst, if you're parched the whole time. And so it's interesting. He said, so in verse 25, so he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. And he dug, and it says there, and there's Isaac's servants dug a well, and then the enemy came, and they were having another conversation. But after they left, he said that same day Isaac's servants came and told him that the well that they had been digging, they said, we have found water. And I want to encourage you to never stop digging your personal well, your spiritual well. Invest in yourself. From a personal growth standpoint, invest in what you're doing spiritually. Read your Bible, pray, read encouraging books, self-help books, all these things to develop, to continue to feed yourself and to replenish yourself both spiritually and naturally. And that is what will keep you strong to stay the course when you're planting seed in a dusty field. When you're relying on the promises of God from a financial standpoint or from a business standpoint or from a career standpoint. And if you continue to stay the course, I promise you that God will come through in the end. You're going to make it out just fine. It may get difficult. You may have to walk through the shadow of the valley of death, so to speak, but you don't have to fear any evil because God is going to be there with you. If you're praying, if you're seeking God, if you're planting seed, both spiritually and naturally, if you're giving to the church, if you're giving to missions, if you're investing in your business, if you're developing skills, in challenging times, if you just continue on and buckle down and say, you know what, God has promised me that I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to continue investing. I'm going to continue doing this. I'm going to continue whatever it is. Then you will yield a harvest. You will get an increase. But again, it takes both of those things. It requires planting when it seems like it's not the right season to plant. But it also requires keeping that well. You have to fight for that well of life inside of yourself. Because it takes both. You have to have the faith to plant, but you have to have the faith to dig again and again and again. And it's challenging, to be honest with you. I feel like I go through these seasons frequently, every so often. It's like we'll go through a season where it's just like go, 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 and everything's just flowing. But then it's like it starts slowing down and it stops up, and it's like, okay, I got to figure out what's going on. And a lot of times, it may not even be a drought. It may not even be a famine. Things may be progressing over there. The issue is that the enemy came and stopped up my well again. Or life, circumstance, busyness, whatever it is, stopped up my well again. And so you have to dig again those wells. So that's my thoughts for today is it's not always going to be clouds. It's not always going to be dusty fields. It's not always going to be storms. It's not always going to be dry deserts. There's going to be days if you continue on and you dig those wells and you plant those seeds, you will be successful. You will have the outcome, the promised outcome. The promises will come to pass. But stay the course and be full of faith and be encouraged today. And if you're going through a great season right now, I am happy for you. I am excited for you. Celebrate that. But also know, put this back in your back pocket, because there's going to be seasons. We're all going to face these seasons of difficulty. And if you're going through a good season right now, remember that and rejoice over that, but also look for people who are going through a challenging season and try to encourage them. And then when the Bible talks about how he that watereth will himself also be watered, I believe in Proverbs. But the principle of it is if you're generous to others, others will be generous back to you. And so if you have an abundance of life and you've got a well that is just springing over, right? If you have a hundredfold harvest that's coming in, that's great. Well, look for people that are your brothers or sisters or different people that are having a challenging season right now and try to find ways to encourage them, to share a glass of water with them, so to speak, out of your well, and give them an encouraging word. Pray for them. Encourage them. Be a testimony, a witness. If you're in the grocery store or you're in a business meeting and someone's having a difficult time, or they've got a family member that's going through a difficult season or a sickness, an illness, a financial difficulty, whatever it is, try to take a little bit of what you have right now and encourage them, help them, give them help, do whatever you can. Because when it comes around to your season and your turn, God will send someone to water you as well. This concludes today's episode, and we trust you were able to walk away with something of value from the content that you heard. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Be sure to share this episode with a friend. Sharing is caring, after all. And check out the resources available on our website at theblessedbusiness.com. We have a lot of goodies out there for you, like the Income Accelerator course that teaches you the 5 keys to unlocking your earning potential, or the Launch course, which is a step-by-step guide to help you launch your own business. Thank you for your time and attention today, and until next time, be blessed.